This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. In Arunachal Pradesh, re-polling at 8 polling stations in the Arunachal West parliamentary constituency was conducted smoothly and peacefully today with a total voter turnout of 79.8%. The re-pollings were held at 1 polling stations each at Bameng and Niapin assembly constituencies, 2 in Rumgong and 4 in Nacho assembly constituencies. Earlier, the Election Commission of India had declared the polling held on April 19 this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections void and fixed April 24 as the date of the re-poll. Simultaneous elections for the 2 parliamentary constituencies and new legislative assembly of Arunachal Pradesh was held on April 19 in a single phase. The Supreme Court today reserved its verdict on a batch of petitions seeking a 10% cross-verification of the vote count in electronic voting machines with voter-verifiable paper audit trail paper slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta asked the Election Commission of India about EVM functionality and security during the hearing. The ECI assured the court that EVMs are secure and tamper-proof with built-in security features. They mentioned that over 41,000 random verifications so far matching over 4 crore VVPATs paper slips. Meanwhile, the court expressed confidence in the ECI but hinted at potential reforms to improve the electoral process. However, it rejected the idea of returning to paper ballots. President Draupadi Murmu today, while addressing the convocation ceremony of Indian Forest Service probationers at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun, highlighted the pressing issue of climate change and underscored the critical role of forest conservation in combating its effects. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that mankind has deliberately made the mistake of forgetting the importance of forests. She stressed that humans are not the owners but the protectors of the earth's invaluable resource and encouraged probation officers to shoulder the vital duties of conserving, promoting and nurturing forests. She also expressed confidence that they would wholeheartedly fulfill this crucial responsibility. During the convocation ceremony, as many as 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with 2 trainee officers from the Friendly Nation of Bhutan, graduated from the academy's 2020 to 2024 course. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today in a social media post extended his greetings to the nation on the occasion of Panchayati Raj Day. He praised grassroots workers for their efforts in transforming rural India and improving people's lives. Modi assured continued government support to strengthen Panchayati Raj institutions and empower people's aspirations. Meanwhile, marking National Panchayati Raj Day, the Ministry of Panchayati Raj also held a one-day national colloquium on grassroots government in New Delhi today. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired today, has sent his warm greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh, especially to the Tangsa tribe on the occasion of the festival of Momol. He hopes this festival brings peace, harmony and prosperity. The governor expressed his wish for this tradition to continue preserving the rich culture of the state and the Tangsa people in particular. Meanwhile, the governor also extended his warm greetings to the Puroi community on the festival of Gumkum Gumpa. He hopes this celebration strengthens unity among them and other tribes. He emphasized the importance of education, health and government benefits for the Puroi people. The governor wished for harmony and stronger bonds during this festival, not only among Puroiks, but also for all the people of Arunachal Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the importance of resilient infrastructure for a better future at the 6th International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure held at New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi underscored the disasters affect individuals, families and communities beyond monetary terms and further urged for resilience to be integrated into new projects and post-disaster reconstruction. Stressing collective resilience among nations, he highlighted the global impact of disasters. The conference held in New Delhi commenced today and will run until tomorrow. Padma Shri awardee Yanung Jamo Lego, upon her arrival to Pasighat, was welcomed with warm greetings by the people of Pasighat yesterday. She received the prestigious Padma Shri award for her contributions to traditional health care from President Draupadi Murmu. Lego is the second Padma Shri recipient from the Adi community. Speaking on the occasion, she expressed gratitude and acknowledged the pressure of the recognition, vowing to work harder. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.